أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا حبيب إله العالمين محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The blessings of the month of Ramadan were described for us by the Prophet, peace be upon him, in the khutbah that he addressed to his companions just before Ramadan. We were discussing this khutbah in the past couple of nights, and inshallah we continue and finish what the Prophet gave us as good news about the blessings of this month. وَمَنْ وَسَلَ فِيهِ رَحِمَهُ وَسَلَهُ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ يَوْمَ يَلْقَاهُ. In this month, whoever does good to their relatives, Allah will do good to them on the day of judgment. Of course, all over the year we have to be good to our relatives. And when I say our relatives, I don't mean only those relatives who are good, only those relatives who do good to us, only those relatives who are good believers. No. Rahim, the womb, from where we have come from. Eventually, when you think about you and your cousin, you join together in one womb in your grandmother. So this is Rahim. And it's from Rahma. Rahma comes from Rahim, actually, because people who come from the same blood have mercy upon each other. This is Rahma. Now, you do good. Salatul Rahim, joining with good to your relatives, increases rahmah in society. And then it would bring down the rahmah of Allah upon you. That's why they say, Salatul Rahim Yazidu fil Rizq. If you do good to your relatives, your rizq would increase. What's the relation between the two? Why, if we do good to our relatives, our rizq, our sustenance should increase? Because it has to do with the rahmah of Allah. The mercy comes down. The mercy descends. Irham, turham. Have mercy so that God has mercy upon you. So, whoever does good to their relatives in this month, Allah especially on the day of judgment would look upon them with rahmah and with mercy. وَمَنْ قَطَعَ فِيهِ رَحِمَهُ. Whoever cuts with their relatives in this month especially. We may have had some problems with some of our relatives. Especially when you talk about rahim, we talk about our siblings and our parents. That is the close rahim. And then we have wider rahim, wider relatives. Even very far away relatives are regarded to be rahim. On the day of Ashura, Imam Hussein said to Umar ibn Sa'd, قَطَعَ اللَّهُ رَحِمَكَ كَمَا قَطَعْتَ رَحِمِي. You didn't do good to me. I am your relative from grandfathers. And God will cut off his mercy from you. Now, if we have any problem with some of our relatives, let's forget about it in this month. Let's go back to them. Let's have the honor of being the first person who extends the hand of conciliation, extends the hands of mercy and goodness. It's an honor. Don't wait for them saying that, well, they have done wrong to me, so they have to come back to me. No, don't wait for that. You do it. And look which one of your relatives, as I mentioned before, are in need. That's very important. And especially now in this month, you quarrel with some of your relatives, you cut off your relation with them. And then Allah says, in this month, I don't expect you to do that. This is month of Ramadan. I don't expect you to do that. مَنْ قَتَعَ فِيهِ رَحِمَهُ قَتَعَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ رَحْمَتَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Allah will cut off his mercy from him on the day of judgment. You know, there is a rule in this world. Mercy attracts mercy. Animosity attracts animosity. And it's not only among human beings. Between human beings and angels, human being and God, you have mercy, Allah would look upon you with mercy. Have mercy on animals, Allah would look upon you with mercy. Be cruel to animals, Allah would cut off his mercy from you. وَمَنْ قَتَعَ فِيهِ رَحِمَهُ قَتَعَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ رَحْمَتَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ We have to believe in these things, you know. If we don't believe in these things, we don't act. If we don't believe, we don't act. If we believe, then we act upon it. Let me tell you one very, very interesting story. You have probably recited this surah Al-Layl several times. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر والأنثى إن سعيكم لشتى Your acts are different in this world. I swear by the night. I swear by the day. How different the night and day are? Your acts, your performance are different in this world. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى Whoever gives and is aware of his position with regards to the Lord, fears the Lord, and confirms, accepts, believes in what we say, then we will make an easy path for him towards the paradise. نُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى There's a story behind this. There's a story behind this. There was a man in Medina who had a palm tree which was a very good tree with very good fruit, good dates. And apparently this happened to be inside the back garden of one of the believers. And this man was a very rough and rash person. The house was sold to that person, to that companion of the Prophet, on the condition that this man has access to his tree whenever he wants to go. And this man, whenever he wanted to go to his tree, we have lots of noise at the back, lots and lots of noise. This man, whenever he wanted to go to his tree, he did not ask permission. He opened the door, no matter what the people inside the house were doing, went to the back garden to attend to his tree or to pick some of the dates. And if any date fell from the tree, the children in the house wanted to eat from it, he scolded them, he punished them. So it was very hard for the owner of the house. He went to the Prophet. He said, Ya Rasulallah, this man annoys us very much. He just comes in the middle of the day or during the night. He said, I want access to my tree. He goes in and we are really, really annoyed by him. The Prophet summoned the man. His name is not mentioned. He said, how much you sell your tree? I want to buy your tree, your palm. He said, I don't sell. It's very expensive. It's very good. I don't sell it. He said, give the tree to me. I guarantee a palm tree in paradise for you. He said, I don't sell. You see, this man does not believe. That's the meaning of not believing. Paradise. Who has seen the paradise? I'm giving you cash. You are giving me some promise about future. No, I don't. He said, give me your tree. I will give you a garden in paradise, a whole garden for you. He said, no, I don't sell. That is the meaning of كَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى, as the following verses say. فَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى, the one who's miserly and thinks that he doesn't need anything from Allah. وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى, denies the good promise. He denied. If he doesn't deny the good promise, he wouldn't say, no, I don't give my palm tree in this world to have a paradise garden. He said, I don't want. There was a man there called Abu Dahdah, one of the companions of the Prophet called Abu Dahdah. He heard the conversation between the Prophet and this man. So after the man left, he went to the Prophet. He said, Ya Rasulallah, is this promise general? If I give you that palm tree also, I would have a garden in paradise? He said, yes. And this was a wealthy man. He went to that miserly person. He said, how much do you sell your palm tree? He didn't sell it to the Prophet for a garden in paradise. He said, this is a very expensive one. You cannot buy it. He said, I give you 40 palm trees. 40. For this one. He said, no. He said, I give you a whole garden of palm trees. Just sell me this one. He said, okay, do you write that for me? Are you serious? Are you mad? You want to give me a whole garden of palm trees for this one palm? He said, yes. Saddaqa bil husna. He believes. He believes. He said, he didn't believe it, this man. He said, okay, write it for me that you will give. They went and wrote the contract. He gave the whole one garden of palm trees and bought that one palm tree. Then went to the Prophet, peace be upon him. Said, Ya Rasulallah, that palm tree is now yours, belongs to you. I bought it from the man. It belongs to you. Would you guarantee for me a garden in paradise? I said, yes. Prophet said, yes, I do. And then it is said that these verses were revealed. And the Prophet, of course, gave that palm tree to the owner of the house. Have it for yourself. So that you are not annoyed anymore by this man. Now, these verses were revealed to explain for us the attitude of the people. إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. You are different in this world. One is like Abu Dahda, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. The one who gives, who fears his Lord, who believes in the good promise of the Prophet, فَسَنُيَسَّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. We make the way, we pave the way for him towards paradise. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخَلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى. The one who was miserly, who didn't feel he needs anything from God, of course we will give him a hard time to go. Maybe he reaches paradise, maybe he doesn't. So, when we hear these things from the Prophet, peace be upon him, we have two attitudes. We are different. Some of us believe in them, accept them, and then act upon them. Some of us just hear it. Well, this is a nice hadith from the Prophet, but we are not serious in acting upon them. So in this month, this is the month for all these things that the Prophet says. أَيُّهَا النَّاسَ إِنَّ أَبْوَابَ الْجَنَانِ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ مُفَتَّحَةٌ فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ Allah yughalliqaha ankum. The gates of paradise in this month are wide open. Ask your Lord that He will not close it for you. What does that mean? It means that God is intent to forgive. God is intent to accept whatever you do. And therefore you come along to go to paradise very easily. But then you do not accept. You do not approve. Then the doors which are open for everyone is locked for you. فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَنْ لَا يُغَلِّقَهَا أَنْكُمْ وَأَبْوَابَ النِّيرَانِ مُغَلَّقَةٌ. The gates of hell are closed in this month. فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَنْ لَا يَفْتَحَهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. Ask your Lord that He would not open it for you. Again, it is very difficult to go towards hell in this month, but it is possible. It is possible. And one other thing which I mentioned before, and I repeat it here and expand on it a bit more, وَالشَّيَاطِينَ مَغْلُولَةٌ فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَلَّا يُسَلَّتَهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. The devils are chained, are in fetters in this month. Ask your Lord that He wouldn't give them sovereignty over you. What is the meaning of the devils being chained? Does it really mean that they take the devils and put chains and fetters on them? No. It's metaphorical. Like, for example, what the Jews said, وَقَالَتَ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةِ. The Jews say that the hands of God are tied, are chained. He cannot do anything since He has created this world. He cannot change anything in this world. قُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعَنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. May their hands be chained. And they are cursed for what they say. It means that God cannot do anything in this world. Now, the meaning of the shayateen are in chain means they cannot do anything because you are moving towards closeness of God. You are turning towards worship. You are turning towards this ibadat which Allah has set for you. So their hands are tied means they don't have means. Your desires to do sin are very little. You know, shaitan has no power over us. It's only our desires which make the shayateen to play with us. Only the hawa, the false, whimsy desires which we have in our own souls make the material for the shayateen to work and whisper into our hearts. So if we don't have them, which the fasting would decrease that a great deal. So if we don't have them, their hands are tied. But despite that, if we commit something bad, then we have given sovereignty, we have given power over ourselves for shayateen. This was the end of the khutbah of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Then Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says, when the khutbah finished, I asked the Prophet, I said, Ya Rasulallah, Ma afdalul a'mal fi hadha shahr? What is the greatest thing that we can do in this month? The greatest thing. The greatest thing that you can do is this month is not doing this qaza salat on the Laylatul Qadr. Is not keeping vigil. Is not reciting the Quran. The greatest thing the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَقَالَ يَا أَبَا الْحَسَنِ أَفْضَلُ الْأَعْمَالِ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ الْوَرَأُ عَنْ مَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ. The greatest thing that you can do is this month is to keep away from what God has forbidden. This is the greatest thing. And we, if we keep away from God, what God has forbidden, then of course our desire for worship would increase. Our heart turns towards Allah. Why our heart turns away from Allah? It's because of sins. So if we do not sin, our heart turns towards Allah. What are maharumullah? You do not lie. You do not gossip. You do not backbite. You do not hurt a believer. You do not hurt your relatives. Apart from those very, of course, outstanding sins that no one would commit. Lower your gaze in the street. Do not watch and look at what is not allowed for you. Do not listen to what is not allowed for you. These are maharamullah. And then, of course, there are other things above where, as we move closer and closer to God and our faith increases, the faith increases in this month. You have to test yourself. If Ramadan has added something to your faith or not. If Ramadan has added something to your closeness to Allah or not. The test is very easy. The test is easy. I tell you how. It's in the Quran. الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. There are some people that Allah has given them the promise of paradise and the promise of Rizwan, pleasure. Who are these? They say, oh our Lord, we have faith in you. So forgive us our sins and keep us away from the fire of the hell. And then Allah mentions some practical elements, some palpable, some concrete tests for iman and faith. Now, towards the end of Ramadan, you test for yourself. You try yourself. See whether you have increased in your faith or not. Who are these who say, Rabbana innana amanna? This is in Surah Ali Imran. We recited today. Who are these people? As-sabirin. Was-sadiqin. Wal-qanitin. Wal-munfiqin. وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. Five very concrete element of faith is mentioned. This month is here to increase our faith. This month is here for us to get closer to Allah. Okay, at the end of the month, let's see which one of these elements we have added to ourselves. As-sabirin was-sadiqin wal-qanitin wal-munfiqin wal-mustaghfirin bil-ashar. First of all, patience. Do we add patience after Ramadan? Of course, the very fasting is a test of patience, isn't it? Especially in summer, it's a test of patience. You have patience on your hunger. You control yourself. However, there are other areas of patience. Patience when you become angry against others. Patience if you are inflicted by misfortunes, by difficulties, by calamities. Patience when your desires drive you to do things which are not allowed for you to do. These are all areas of patience. If we have added in our patience at the end of Ramadan, it means we have increased our faith. As-sabirin. Was-sadiqin. The truthfuls. Those who, what they say is true. They say, La ilaha illallah. Their heart testifies. As their tongue says, their heart testifies to that. This is sadqa. If I say la ilaha illallah, but my heart does not testify that, that's wrong, that's lie. That's not complying with the standards of sadq or truthfulness. I invite other people to taqwa. I am not a taqwa muttaqi person myself. This is not sadq. I say, Ya Allah, I love you. But as soon as I'm inflicted with the slightest difficulty, I say, why you do this to me? You see? This is not truth. This is not truthfulness. Sadq. As-sabirina was-sadiqeen. Wal-qanateen. Qanat is obedient. And the obedient. Whatever they realize that Allah has said, whatever they realize which is the command of God, they act accordingly. Wal-qanateen. And of course, it is sometimes very difficult. Don't think it's easy. It's not just these apparent things, apparent sins that we know. There are many things. Inside our family, we are not obedient to God because we don't give enough care to our spouses, to our children. We don't give enough. With our friends, we are not obedient to God enough because the rights of the friendship we do not meet. They are not obedient to God. So obedience has many, many different levels until it comes to where Allah describes Maryam, peace be upon her. وَصَدَّقَتْ بِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّهَا وَكُتُبِهِ وَكَانَتْ مِنَ الْقَانِتِينَ. She was one of the obedient. She was one of the obedient, Maryam. And read the story of Maryam in the Quran, you find out how obedient was she. How obedient she was. One of the most outstanding examples is when she gave birth to Jesus, peace be upon him, away from her people. She didn't know what to do, where to go. Everyone would accuse her of immodesty. Of course they would. And just she wanted to run away with the child so that no one would know about her. And Allah told her, Maryam, go back. Go back to your people. How, Ya Allah, how should I go with this child? What would they say? But she was obedient. Obedient. It's very difficult. Put yourself in place of Mary. And see how difficult it was for her to obey this order, this command of Allah, to go back to her people with the child. The people who used to accuse her before that, now she was going to go to them. Wal-qanateen, wal-munfiqeen, and those who give. Give in infaq from whatever they have. I said last night, people asked, Ya Rasulallah, what should we do give? What should we give? How much? From what things that we have to give? يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ. The answer is something different. The answer actually turns away from the question. It says, what a silly question is this? Whatever you have. يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ. They ask, what should they do infaq with? قُلْ مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ وَالْيَتَامَ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. I don't say from what, I say to whom. Give it to your parents, give it to your relatives, give it to the orphan, give it to the poor. But don't ask how much, how. والمنفقين. The Prophet, peace be upon him, did infaq to an extent that Allah told him, keep the limit of infaq, isn't it? وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ. Of course, do not tie your hand to your neck so that you don't give anything. وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ. And don't give anything because you need yourself something. This was the habit of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Sometimes people frighten others from doing infaq. You need yourself, your children need it. You need it yourself. Think about the days you become old. Keep something, save something, of course. But if there is something in more need, what should we do? What should we do? الشيطان يعدكم الفقر. You know, when you want to give, Shaitan comes to you, exactly says the same thing. Well, you need this yourself. You become poor. If you give, what would remain for yourself? الشيطان يعدكم الفقر. Shaitan always frightens you, terrifies you of poverty. ويأمركم بالفحشاء. وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلًا. What Allah promises you is this: you give, I give more. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ. Don't worry. Whatever you give, I will replace it for you. Well, you give, you wait 1 month, 1 year, it's not replaced. Ya Allah, where is it? You don't replace. No, I replace it when I see fit. If it was the case that you give and tomorrow I replace it, then everyone would become unfaq, isn't it? No. There's test. Wal munfiqin. So, at the end of Ramadan, inshallah, if you want to see if our faith has increased, 5 elements. If our sabr and patience has increased, our faith has increased. If our truthfulness to ourselves, to God, to others has increased, our faith has increased. والصادقين. If our obedience to God has increased, if our heart is in obedience, our faith has increased. If our infaq has increased, our faith has increased. والمستغفرين بالأسحار. The fifth one, those who do istighfar, ask forgiveness from Allah just before dawn. This is another test. When our faith increases, inshallah, we'll become from mustaghfirin fil ashar. We would like to wake up early and we would like to ask forgiveness from Allah for whatever we have done during the day, the past day. We would like it. These are very concrete, tangible tests by which we can test our faith. Faith is not a mental thing. Faith is something which has to show itself, manifest itself in practice. And this is the practice. This is the practice of faith. As-sadiqi, as-sabirina. والصادقين. This is the verse number 17, Surah Ali Imran, chapter 3. الصابرين والصادقين والقانتين والمنفقين والمستغفرين بالأسحار. Ya Allah, we don't have power to do all these things. We ask you to give us power and to give us blessings in this month so that we add in all these 5 areas towards the end of Ramadan. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.